Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. After his big election win, Virginia Governor-elect Ralph Northam is vowing to unite the Commonwealth.
He was briefly taken off the stage when pro-sanctuary city protesters interrupted his speech, but a few seconds later...
We are back by popular demand.
Governor-elect Ralph Northam says Virginia needs a doctor to heal the Commonwealth's divide.
And this doctor will be on call for the next 4 years.
He's promising to put people before party and ideology.
We need to close the wounds that divide and bring unity to Virginia. Whether you voted for me or not, we are all Virginians.
It was a sweep down the ticket as well, with victory speeches from Lieutenant Governor-elect Justin Fairfax and re-elected Attorney General Mark Herring. At the Northam Election Night Party in Fairfax, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republican Ed Gillespie called Northam last night to offer his congratulations just before speaking with his own supporters.
As I said throughout the course of this campaign, Governor-elect Northam is a good man, and I appreciate his service to our country and our Commonwealth. And I wish him nothing but the best success as our 73rd governor.
So what should Ed Gillespie have done differently? Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart, who lost to Gillespie in the GOP primary, has some ideas.
Well, Ed Gillespie did not excite the base. He failed to endorse the president. He did not endorse the president's followers and supporters. And as a result of that, he's paying the price for that.
And President Trump reacted to the Virginia election.
From South Korea, President Trump tweeted his disappointment in the candidate. Quote, Ed Gillespie worked hard but did not embrace me or what I stand for, end quote. Former GOP Chairman Gillespie is an old-line Republican who did not want to campaign with the president, but bent enough to embrace some of Mr. Trump's positions on immigration and preserving Confederate statues.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. In a hotly contested House of Delegates race, Democrat Danica Rome defeated longtime incumbent Republican Bob Marshall to become the first openly transgender state legislator.
Every person who's ever been singled out, who's ever been stigmatized, who's ever been the misfit, who's ever been the kid in the corner, who's ever needed someone to stand up for them when they didn't have a voice of their own because there's no one else who is with them. This one's for you.
Bob Marshall has served in the House since 1992. In Annapolis, Democratic businessman Gavin Buckley has defeated incumbent Republican Mike Pantelidis to become the new mayor. Buckley is an Australian immigrant who built a restaurant business in Annapolis. Tacoma Park now has its first ever female majority city council. Kate Stewart ran unopposed for re-election as mayor. China pulled out all the stops for President Trump's airport arrival in Beijing today. The ceremony accompanying the president's arrival was elaborate, even by China's lavish standards. Mr. Trump and First Lady Melania were met by Chinese and American dignitaries, soldiers, a band playing martial music, and children waving miniature Chinese and American flags. And a 50-year-old Silver Spring man is in custody. In the death of his 43-year-old girlfriend, the man reportedly called police himself to tell them that he had killed the woman. No names have been released. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,557, the Nasdaq at 67,68. Sports, the Wizards lose to Dallas, the Caps fall to Buffalo. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You could grab $1,000 four times a day. Easy. The new 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here. The new 4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
Just in time for holiday gift buying, the Northern Virginia Christmas Market returns to the Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Over 200 exhibitors will feature the best American-made crafts, jewelry, fresh holiday decorations, one-of-a-kind Christmas gifts, apparel, tasty treats, and much, much more. Find that special gift for yourself or a loved one this weekend at the 24th Annual Northern Virginia Christmas Market, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 5 at the Dulles Expo Center. And for a $1 off admission, bring a canned food donation for the Capital Area Community Food Bank. Expand your outdoor living space with Long Pavers. Visit longfence.com today.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their November special.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 29. If you're coming southbound, heading in, trying to get toward White Oak, dealing with a crash, southbound 29, Columbia Pike, right before you get to New Hampshire Avenue at Stewart Lane. A lot of activity here at the scene, so patience as you try to get through here. Do have an ambulance at the crash now. On the outer loop of the Beltway from 95 and around to George Avenue with the stop and go, 270. It's been about the volume this morning. Hold on, Virginia Beltway. That's where we still have the crash activity. Outer loop right near the toll road, and that's along the left side. So as you come up the American Legion Bridge out of Maryland, up ahead, you are going to hit those brake lights. On 210, northbound commuters, slow stop and go up to the crash right near Fort Washington Road that had been blocking one lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Average high this time of year, 61. Today, barely 50. Mostly cloudy, and then cloudy tonight, 43. Thursday, cloudy, 55. Friday, sunshine, highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Chantilly, 37 in Germantown, 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Adirondack Tree Experts. President Trump is receiving an unprecedented honor during his visit to China. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Joining us at 7:15, Ambassador John Bolton is with us, and we'll discuss President Trump's trip to Asia. And at 8:15 from the National Review, it's Jim Garrity. We'll find out from him what happened in Virginia. What happened? I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Well, let's ask that question again. Let's find out with Jim Antle. He's a Washington Examiner politics editor, old colleague of mine as well. Jim, great to talk to you this morning, sir. Let's see. Where's Jim? Come on, Jim. Hey, look at you.
There you are.
You're on a phone. I want to talk to you this morning about what happened in the Commonwealth yesterday. Are there what were your immediate takeaways? What are the lessons from all of this?
Well, number one, Ed Gillespie not only didn't outperform the polls like he did in 2014 and like Ken Cuccinelli did in 2013, he actually did a bit worse than his poll numbers, or he did sort of on the low end of what the pollsters were saying he was going to do, and ran behind even the Republican candidates for lieutenant governor and attorney general. So I think if anybody was looking to Ed Gillespie as a model for how you appeal to suburbanites, as we have in Northern Virginia, but also turn out the voters in Trump country, because President Trump did very well in the southwestern part of Virginia. People forget that because he didn't win the state last year.
Right.
But he did very well in that area. If you're looking for Gillespie to sort of be the model for how you kind of bring all these voters together, his approach in this campaign just didn't seem to work.
So what's the postmortem on his campaign? What should he have done that can both appeal to suburbanites in Northern Virginia and bring out the Trump voters in Southwest Virginia?
It's not really clear yet that it's a needle that you can thread. I think that it's possible that maybe a different candidate other than Gillespie could have done it. Gillespie didn't really have the same amount of credibility as sort of a creature of the Beltway and a creature of the establishment. And then the things that he had to do to sort of compensate to bring out these rural voters really turned off the people who'd supported him in Northern Virginia in the past. So maybe a candidate who could have done it with a lighter touch, maybe had a little bit more credibility, might have been able to do it. But Virginia is really starting to turn into a blue state, and you really need to have pretty good conditions, an ideal set of circumstances as a Republican now to win statewide.
You know, that is something that we've been discussing this morning about how you see it in New Jersey, you see it in Virginia, you see it in Montana, where people from neighboring high tax states that typically vote Democrat leave those high tax states for their neighboring low tax state and then vote for exactly what they just had back in their high tax state. Is there any way for Virginia to stop that tide?
Really difficult. I mean, New Hampshire has similar dynamic with Massachusetts. Republicans have managed to stay competitive there, but they do, a lot of these mass transplants do vote for Democrats. In Virginia, though, you have the problem of the federal government has a lot of its employees and a lot of people who live off of the federal government but live very well, very high-end forms of welfare, living in the northern Virginia suburbs. And it's really hard as they get more and more liberal for the rest of the state to outvote them.
You mentioned that how the lieutenant governor's race and the attorney general's race went in the Commonwealth. You know, you look at Joe Vogel and John Adams. They had 50,000 more votes each about than Ed Gillespie. An interesting dynamic. They were about 5 points apart from the Democrat in that case, rather than about 9 points away in the way that Ed Gillespie lost to Ralph Northam. Does that tell you anything? I mean, Jill Vogel was much more explicit about her love for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think that goes back to what I was saying about maybe a candidate who had the credibility to start with and then didn't have to go so over the top in their ads to try to win support from the Trump voters wouldn't have alienated. You know, that might have been a better way to sort of strike that difficult balance, because, you know, you have the appeal to Trump voters, and you wouldn't have to necessarily do things that were so excessive against the taste of a lot of northern Virginia suburbanites. I mean, it's pretty clear that a lot of people in those suburbs who had supported Ed Gillespie in the past were not voting for him last night.
As we were watching, there are going to be lessons drawn from all of this that are going to have implications on future races. One of them is that the Latino Victory Fund ad, which appeared to put wind in the sails of Ed Gillespie going into the final week of this campaign, that organization now saying, and I don't know if this is just an over-the-top gusto or what, but they're now saying they're going to stick to this strategy for all future races. They feel like that they were vindicated by last night's election, and they're going to run more of these ads. Is this what we can expect going forward, that we're going to see a lot more explicit Democratic ads accusing Republicans of just being outright racists?
Absolutely. I think that, it's like in the NFL. You keep running the same play until the other team is able to stop it. The Latino Victory Fund is more invested now in this ad. It looked like, they had to pull it after the New York City terrorist attack, but they seem to feel that the ad was vindicated. More importantly, that the 76 Words, the firm that created the ad, has never been apologetic about it and has argued that it is important when you're going up against people doing Willie Horton ads, people doing the sex offender ad that Ed Gillespie was doing, the Jesse Helms, White Hands ads. They think that they want to start a counter tradition on the left wing of the political spectrum that is really as in your face as those ads and really labeling people as racists.
And let me ask you, why don't the Republicans, though, when they see the success of ads like that, even though they're dirty, why don't the Republicans learn from the Democrats and play the same game?
One of the reasons I think Donald Trump did so well in the Republican primaries last year was the perception that people like John McCain and Mitt Romney and even the Bushes just wanted to be honorable losers. And, they're nice guys, they're good men, but Republicans were looking for a winner, and Trump was willing to fight dirty and punch people in the face when they punched him, so he hit back. Other Republicans are a little behind the curve on that.
Let's talk more about Trump, because that's the big theme that we're getting from every news network last night, that this was just an explicit rebuke of Trump and it bodes a negative future for the Republican Party. How do you see that?
I think it's one of those things that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So even if it wasn't, in fact, a rebuke of Trump, maybe Gillespie was simply a bad candidate or a candidate that had to do things that were a little extreme to bond with the Trump voters. But the fact of the matter is it's going to be read that way. So a lot of Republicans running in 2018 are going to respond to it as if that's the case. So some of these candidates are going to be more willing to try to take stands to show that they're independent of Trump. They're going to be more reluctant in many cases to bring Trump or Mike Pence to the district to campaign for them. They're going to try to find ways to distinguish
themselves. But what that means, Jim, while we have a little time left, is that we'll probably see more Ed Gillespies, like people who are trying to establish distance from the president while some affinity for his agenda.
Right, and ultimately people who want something other than Donald Trump are going to probably vote Democratic in the 2018 election. So it's probably not going to work very well.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff. Well, thank you for keeping an eye on it and giving us your take on it this morning, Jim. Always nice to talk to you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 7:15 now on WMAL.
Yeah, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And time to get up and go. Here we are around 270, and it's just been about the volume, so no major problems here coming out of Frederick. First set of delays in Urbana, and then Clarksburg off and on into Gaithersburg and Rockville. So we can take that. Where we are struggling dealing with the crash on 29 Columbia Pike as you try to get into White Oak. Southbound 29, still watch. We have a lot going on at the scene of the crash before you get to Stewart Lane on 95 southbound, just south of the ICC. Accident activity. Route 100, hang on here, as you're going westbound, just past I-95. That's where you have the crash, and it's also causing eastbound rubbernecking delays on that stretch of Route 100. Virginia Beltway, still with the crash cleanup. Left side of the Beltway, outer loop right near the toll road. And looking at delays right as you come off of the American Legion Bridge through to that point. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today's going to be overcast, a little breezy with a high near 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 43. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, a little warmer with a high around 55. Currently in our nation's capital, it's still 42 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account. We're everywhere you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
Joining us right now on WMAL, it is Ambassador John Bolton, friend of the show. Ambassador Bolton, welcome back. We're so glad to have you back with us on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So President Trump is in Asia. Now, President Trump had said, a spokesperson had said, that he was not going to visit the DMZ because it's becoming a little bit of a cliche. And that's why he's going to be down at Humphreys having lunch with the troop, Camp Humphreys. But yet we now know that they actually did try to go to the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, and the weather washed it out. They couldn't go because of the weather. Why say that you're not going to go and then go?
Well, I don't really know the reason. I'm glad he went to Camp Humphreys to have a meal with the U.S. and South Korean troops there. But I've been saying for some time I thought he should go to the DMZ, go to the famous hut where the negotiations have been taking place since the armistice talks in 1953. Whatever unnamed White House official said that the presidential visit to the DMZ has become a little bit of a cliche should be fired. Tell that to the U.S. service members who are positioned along the DMZ and serve, as they have for nearly 70 years now, as the tripwire in case North Korea decides to come across the DMZ as they came across the dividing line back in June of 1950. This is the front line of America's defenses with its allies against one of the worst regimes on Earth today, a nuclear proliferator, a danger for the United States. It's no cliche for the American president to go there. Why did they not give advance notice? Because look, it's risky. I mean, look at events over the past several months. The North Koreans and others knew the dates the president would be in South Korea, so that defines the time he might go to the DMZ. And I think they just wanted to keep it quiet. It was too bad that the weather prevented the visit. I understand South Korean President Moon's helicopter had landed, but they just decided it was too risky for Marine One. So the president had to go back to the National Assembly and give a speech. I thought it was an excellent speech, right on target. And I think the symbolism of his effort was important. He tried to go. It was just the weather was too much in the judgment of his military advisors.
Let's talk about a little bit more about that speech. The president saying to North Korea yesterday, do not try us. The weapons you are acquiring are not making you safer. They're putting your regime in grave danger. What did you make of the language? A lot of people commenting on the strength of it, that it's gone a lot farther than many presidents have been willing to go.
Well, he has to, because the North Korean nuclear weapons program has gone a lot farther than it's ever gone before. And here's really the question for Americans and citizens. Are you content at the end of the current crisis? Are you content to leave North Korea with nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles that can hit any target in the continental United States? Susan Rice, Barack Obama's national security advisor, wrote an op-ed in the New York Times several weeks ago saying, yeah, we can live with it. We can deal with it just like we dealt with the Soviet Union during the Cold War. I don't agree with that. I reject the comparison. I think it's very inapposite. I don't think we should leave this regime, this bizarre regime in North Korea, with a nuclear capability. The president said last night, as he said in his speech to the United Nations, that denuclearization is the only way forward. Now, we can do that peacefully. That's what everybody prefers. Or we can do it some other way. I don't think North Korea will ever voluntarily give up its nuclear weapons, which is why the talks with Xi Jinping in China,
yes,
where the president has just arrived, are so important. Because
that's right.
China's ability to do pretty much what it wants with the regime in North Korea.
Ambassador Bolton, the president and Xi Jinping just finishing up their dinner tonight in the Forbidden City. The first time a foreign leader has had a dinner like that in modern China in the Forbidden City. What are the deliverables that we can expect from China on this mission or hope for?
Well, I think North Korea overshadows everything. I think Xi Jinping, coming out of the 19th Communist Party Congress, stands in an unparalleled position of strength inside China, really comparable to Mao Zedong at the height of his power. What he decides to do on North Korea will be done. I hope that the Chinese aren't successful in seducing the president into acknowledging them as a co-equal with the United States as a world power. They'd certainly like that. That's why they're calling this a state visit plus. They're going to pull out all their charm and protocol.
Yeah, they're sucking up to him. They're sucking up to him pretty aggressively here.
And they're also hoping that he won't be tough on the trade issues that he campaigned on. A lot of people in Asia are worried that he'll trade North Korea for Taiwan. I think that's impossible to believe, but they're worried out there. So there's a lot of pressure on the president, but he did very well in the stops in Japan and South Korea, and I think he's got his eyes on the prize, and the prize is taking these nuclear weapons away from North Korea, one way or the other. Reunify the peninsula, overthrow the regime, or if worse comes to worst, and we all hope it doesn't, the use of military force. Why? To protect innocent American civilians from the rogue regime in Pyongyang.
When you say use military force, what would that entail?
Well, there are a whole range of things that we could do. Our capabilities are really very broad in that area. The risk is North Korea's retaliation against South Korea. And let's be clear what they're proposing to do. They're proposing to use their artillery north of the demilitarized zone to kill civilians in the suburbs of Seoul, the capital of South Korea. That's the way North Korea fights. They fight as terrorists. And, that's the way they fight today. That's the way they threaten to fight. Imagine how they'll be when they get nuclear weapons that can
right.
be delivered all across the United
yep.
States. That's why we're running out of time.
The president calling North Korea a hell that no person deserves in that speech last night. All right, Ambassador John Bolton, thanks as always for joining us. Look forward to talking to you again soon, sir.
Glad to do it. Thanks for having me.
7:23 now on WMAL.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower to lowest. Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
I have some great news for you. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry have your solution for dental pain. If you can't eat the food you want to eat, if you're dealing with caps and crowns and maybe even dentures, they now provide you with the solution of Hybridge. It's a nationally recognized, proven, simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind, and it allows you to enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. And I was just there talking to Rocky
talking about this last week, and she said, you know, most of the people who come into our office for Highbridge, who qualify for Highbridge, they're in their 40s and 50s. So don't think, oh, that's something, you know, I'm still good. I'm going to, this may be the thing for you. This may be your solution to allow you to smile and eat the food you want to eat again and be out of pain. Find out if it's right for you. Attend their free Highbridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's Monday, November 13th, and they'll help you understand all of your dental options. Now, seating is limited. Call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. It's free. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. It is now 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway, very slow to the toll road due to the crash on the outer loop. Right as you come up to the toll road, that was along the left side. As you come across the Legion Bridge, watch for those delays. 29, not the lucky number in Maryland. We have two problems. First, let's go on 29 Columbia Pike into White Oak. Jammed with the crash, southbound before you get to New Hampshire Avenue, so you want to stay to the left to get by. And on the Beltway, right near 29, that's where we have the accident activity. So coming off of 95 and around to Colesville Road with the stop and go. South on 95, we're hung up a bit here, just past the ICC to get by the crash. You get a brief break, and then you'll hit the slowdowns again. What to expect getting into town? Well, Suitland Parkway, currently lanes open, but heavy before 5. And as you head past Alabama Avenue, no problems to report southeast, southwest freeway, but seeing the volume each direction increasing. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay precipitation-free, so good driving weather. Mainly cloudy, though. Not much sunshine as we move through today. A little cool north breeze, 50. Tonight, cloudy, 43. Suburbs cooler. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about a great opportunity that my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams just told me about. Imagine owning or investing in your very own weekend getaway destination with sunshine, relaxation, water recreation, and spectacular views nestled along the Potomac River. Welcome to Colonial Beach Luxury Condominium Living at its best. Conveniently located on the boardwalk in the quaint golf cart community of Colonial Beach, Colonial Beach Luxury Condos have the latest amenities you expect. This can be your very own getaway. Plus, the investment potential can be endless, such as Airbnb, a vacation rental, tax benefits, as well as a solid long-term investment. This is what you've been waiting for. Colonial Beach Luxury Waterfront Condo Living. There's a limited number of units available, so call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to colonialbeachluxury.com. That's colonialbeachluxury.com.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Coming up on WMAL, well, we're going to find out from you what the heck happened. What happened? Who's to blame? What do you think is the cause?
We'll get all your pent-up analysis. I know you've been chomping at the bit. Here, Jim Antle talking about it. Now's your chance.
Yeah, and when we ask who's to blame, please don't name names. All right, particular people. You might know.
Unless it rhymes with Airy.
Thank you.
Gary or Larry.
Thank you. 7:30 WMAL News. Are you done? WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Democrat Ralph Northam is now the governor-elect of Virginia.
I want you to know how humbled and honored I am to have your trust to serve as the 73rd governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Northam defeated Republican Ed Gillespie.
I just called Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam to congratulate him on becoming governor-elect Ralph Northam.
President Trump tweeted about the Virginia election last night.
President Trump blaming Gillespie for the loss, accusing him of, quote, not embracing him and what he stands for. But exit polls show that President Trump is deeply unpopular, with twice as many Virginia voters who say Trump was a factor in their decision, saying they came out to oppose the president rather than to support him.
Correspondent Ryan Noble's Virginia GOP Chairman John Whitbeck says he is still trying to determine what cost Gillespie the election.
My preliminary look at the data is he lost this race, races in Northern Virginia. And if he lost them in Northern Virginia, you know, trying to be as Trump as you possibly can be is not a strategy that most people would agree was a winning one.
Joining the Virginia House of Delegates will be freshman Democrat Danica Rome, who ousted longtime Republican incumbent Delegate Bob Marshall.
I'm a lifelong Manassas resident. Yeah, I'm a reporter. And yeah, I'm a trans woman too. And I have ideas for how to deal with our public policy issues.
Rome is the first openly transgender elected state lawmaker in America. Danica Rome could find herself in the majority in the House of Delegates. Democrats yesterday nearly wiped out the Republicans' overwhelming majority. A handful of races that are still too close to call will ultimately decide control of the chamber. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,557, the Nasdaq at 67,68. Sports sponsored by LifeLock, the Dallas Mavericks beat the Wizards to end a six-game losing streak. In Buffalo, the Sabres snapped the Capitals' three-game winning streak. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM. And AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info on the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Since early last century, when my father Morris founded the Mervis Diamond Company at the mines in South Africa, our family has handled some of the world's finest diamonds. And because the diamonds are in Mervis hands all the way from Africa to Washington, we keep costs low, so you save. That's why Mervis Diamond Importers is the leading diamond dealer in the nation's capital. Clearly, Mervis Diamond Importers provides the best value. We cut our diamonds to the Mervis ideal standard. This makes our diamonds brighter and more brilliant. Our diamonds are the envy of the industry. So don't ever pay too much for an ordinary diamond when you can get a Mervis diamond from us. At Mervis, you'll find only the best. It always was so, and it always will be so. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Update on the Virginia Beltway crash. Outer loop right near the toll road. Finally have that left half reopened. Now as you come across the Legion Bridge, it's still going to be slow. But when you get to the exit for the toll road, nothing remains blocked. Same story on the Maryland Beltway. Had the broken down outer loop Silver Spring between Colesville Road and Georgia Avenue. And that is now to the shoulder. Now trying to get down to the Beltway and through White Oak. That is the struggle. 29 Columbia Pike southbound right near Stewart Lane. That puts it just before you get to New Hampshire Avenue. That's where you had the crash. If you're opting for 95, that's slow just south of the ICC. Had a fender bender and it's broken up a bit with, now it's now linking up with the delays that merge on through to the Beltway. So you know, heading in through town to Chevrolet, Riverdale. It's been the volume on 50 in the BW Parkway to DC 295 and on New York Avenue, just signal light delays. Now from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in on this Wednesday morning and more gray sky throughout the day, but no precipitation. Mostly cloudy, a north breeze and a chilly 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 43. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Vienna, 40 in Silver Spring, 42 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning to you joining us. Coming up at 8:15 is Jim Garrity. He is with the National Review, and we're going to find out from him what happened in Virginia. What happened?
What happened?
I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnaise.
What happened? What happened? Isn't that the name of Hillary's book?
Oh, it is, isn't it?
What
happened? How the tables have turned.
Oh, how the turns have tabled. Let's talk about Virginia. What happened in the Commonwealth? Here's some of the sound from last night.
I just called Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam to congratulate him on becoming Governor-elect Ralph Northam.
It's going to take a doctor to heal our differences. To bring unity to our people. And I'm here to let you know that the doctor is in. And this doctor will be on call for the next 4 years.
Ugh, are you enthused? How energized are you by that? The doctor is in. That guy.
I wish I had a kazoo.
So the lieutenant governor of Virginia is set to be the Commonwealth's next governor. And winning by just short of 9 points, destroying expectations that were set up by the polls, showing how much, like showing that Ed Gillespie was so much closer, and showing, in fact, that Ed Gillespie was beating him at times in the past week or so. It seemed going into this final week that there was a lot of wind in Gillespie's sails, mostly due to unforced errors by Ralph Northam, to include that Latino Victory Fund ad. The racist one showing an F-250 chasing down minority children in the streets with a Confederate flag and Don't Tread on Me license plate. You had the flyer that was distributed trying to appeal to voters and telling them that Donald Trump and Ed Gillespie are racist white nationalists who embrace hate. You had just moment after moment after moment where it seemed like Ralph Northam was making unforced errors. But now, those are seeming inspired. It seems that the Democrats succeeded on those messages. Even that truck ad, we find out now, Latino Victory Fund, totally vindicated, they feel, last night. They quickly released a statement, did interviews, saying they plan on putting that template to work at elections across the country. They're going to continue running those types of ads because they believe that they get Democrats elected that way by using explicitly racist advertising. Pretty amazing stuff. What do you think happened? How do you assess what played out yesterday in the Commonwealth? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I'm just going to quote Jim Antle of earlier in the show from the Washington Examiner, who said, you know, Republicans are honorable losers when discussing that ad. We were discussing that ad, and I asked him, I said, how come Republicans don't do something like that? If you want to win, sometimes you got to be dirty. And he said, well, Republicans are honorable losers. So maybe it's time for Republicans to start being vicious winners instead of honorable losers. 888-630-9625.
Punching back, in other words.
Yeah, like President Trump did.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, and that, by the way, that explains a tremendous amount about why the guy was elected. A year ago today, by the way, in case you were wondering, it's a year ago today that Donald J. Trump was elected the next president of the United States. So very interesting that on today of all days, of course, it's an election day, so of course it would happen, but that we're talking about such a Democratic route so nearby that White House that the president normally occupies. He's away in Asia right now. Let's find out what you think about all this. Matt in Alexandria, good morning. You're first up here on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning, Semper Fi. Listen, this is all Ed Gillespie's fault. He's a terrible candidate. He's the Hillary Clinton of the Republican Party, a two-time loser that can't get elected to dog catcher. Corey Stewart would have whooped Ralph Northam up and down, punched back, and fought for what he believed in. And that we're almost going to lose the legislature as well, that's directly the fault of the RNC of Virginia. You didn't get out there, you didn't care, and you left everybody hanging. When you don't go conservative, you don't have a message, and nobody believes in you. This is the Republicans of 2006.
Meanwhile, the DNC just going ham in Virginia, and they were aggressive, and that yielded a lot of victories for them all the way up and down that ballot as the House of Delegates now hangs in the balance. We'll wait after some recounts to figure out which way that's actually going. They have to actually count the provisional ballots to assess what is up there. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate your thought on this morning. Let's go to Ralph, who's in Montgomery County this morning. Ralph, good morning. You're up next.
Hey, good morning. I think it shouldn't go without stating that Charlottesville happened in Virginia.
That's true.
And
yes.
I think that Kyle Thomas is dead on. You win on issues and policy, not on perceived hatred. And I reject those types of ads, Willie Horton-type ads, on either side, and I think everybody should, because long-term, you're going to lose on that.
Here's what I'm going to challenge you for a second, Ralph. I'm just going to play devil's advocate. We were just talking about the case for Bob Menendez's case in New Jersey, where during deliberations, a juror, after 5 weeks of testimony, asked, Judge, what's a senator? So you can say, yeah, you can win on policy. The sad truth is that a majority of people don't read past the headline if they read the headline at all. USA Today is the nation's number one newspaper because it has pictures and graphs. So
I think comparing it.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Go ahead, sir.
He's gone. So I think it's great to say policy, but there are a large number of people out there, I'm sorry, who don't educate themselves on the policies and on the issues. They just don't. Or they just pick one issue and go, cool, he's going to legalize weed.
Yeah. More from you on this in a moment. I'd like to get your reaction to what took place in the Commonwealth. A lot of analysis coming in. 743 here on WMAL.
Tonight.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
These are the great jobs.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Well, selling that house of yours is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands, but that's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle. He's at RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes so much faster and on average for 8% more than other local agents. Frank's a West Point grad and military veteran, and he'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or, get this, he'll buy it himself. Guaranteed. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg. They're a Falls Church, and they had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that. $56,000 over list. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by people like Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, and he's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. Hey, so call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle. 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Have you ever heard the term roofing slump? Google it. It refers to the time period following the first snowfall until the spring melt, when roofing contractors tend to get very slow. For most people, roofing is a fall or spring thing. Once the first snowflake hits the ground, people tend to stop thinking about their roof. While the roofing slump is bad for us, it's great for you, because it means it's Slump Buster season right now. Slump Buster is the fall season prior to the first snowfall, where New Look Home Design has one of its biggest sales of the year. Now through the first snowfall, New Look Home Design is giving customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. It's the roofs we install now that help carry us through the slow winter months. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Take advantage of huge pre-winter slump buster savings.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and coming down the River Road inbound. Just before the Beltway at 7 locks, that's where we had the crash. It looks like they have lanes open, but still have the volume again inbound River before the Beltway. On the Beltway, top side, the stalled car. It's always scary to break down and on the Beltway especially, but they safely were able to get to the shoulder between Colesville Road and George Avenue. 29, Columbia Pike into White Oak, the crash before New Hampshire Avenue. That was along the right side. Boy, watching these delays really growing into town. If you're on 50 and through Chevrolet, BW Parkway, Riverdale, to go into DC 295. Crews now looking for a report of a crash south on 295 between Burroughs Avenue and Benning Road in the stretch where we had the delays. Freeway, the volume each direction, but nothing reported there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay precipitation-free, so good driving weather. Mainly cloudy, though. Not much sunshine as we move through today. A little cool north breeze, 50. Tonight, cloudy, 43. Suburbs cooler. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 747. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, ideal for fall planting. All perennial shrubs and trees are up to 50% off. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Virginia did the United States a favor tonight. Virginia showed the world something tonight. Virginia got it right last year, and we got it right this year.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, very pleased with last night's results. Let's go to Susan in D.C. that's got a Tim Kaine-related point this morning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, guys. I don't think that last night had anything to do with Trump. I think that Trump lost Virginia by fewer points than Gillespie did last night.
That's right.
And he Gillespie just didn't fire anybody up. I barely went out to vote for him yesterday, and I'm a huge Trump supporter. You know, I mean, and people vote based on emotion. You get people, you know, I understand the policy thing, but
yeah,
people, you get big crowds based on emotion.
So, Susan, how does, go ahead, you can make this point.
No, I was just going to say the true test for Trump is going to be when Corey Stewart runs against Tim Kaine.
There it is, yes. Okay, so, and that's more, and in some ways, that's a more direct analog because you have Corey Stewart, obviously much more openly pro-Trump, and Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate. That will be an interesting race to watch for those reasons. Thank you, Susan. Good point this morning. Let's find out what else you think about this. Let's go to Joe in Kiwanico. Good morning, Joe. What do you think of this race?
Good morning.
Brokenhearted. I mean, I'm not as worried as I was when Obama got reelected, but I'm frustrated.
Yes.
I didn't have a delegate to vote for. Republican committee in our district did not even put up a candidate.
Yeah, good.
I had to leave mine blank for the day because I couldn't vote for the Democrat.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not getting fired up. It's like they're just letting them go. And things like the Latino ad about the racist ads. Yes, I feel a little bit picked on. We never fire back, and that kind of smear apparently works, and that worries me.
Apparently so. Good point, Joe. Yeah, and I'm in the 43rd district in Virginia, and we just had a Democrat on the delegate list. There was uncontested. Nobody else running.
I think you should run.
My 3-year-old got her first write-in vote.
I'm serious. I see you as a politician. You have such a passion for it. I totally see that. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being very serious.
Well, thank you. But that sounds like a miserable profession. I think
maybe not full time.
We keep witnessing it. Let's go to Bruce in King George this morning. Good morning, Bruce. You're up next.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think, sir?
You know, basically, this has gone on now for some years now, where Nova, Richmond, and the Tidewater area are basically carrying Virginia.
Yes.
Because of the fact that the Republican voters are not voting. People are just, they're not getting out there and voting. They're not going to the polls. And you can blame who the candidate is or whatever, or they're not strong enough or they're weak or whatever, or the Republican National Committee's not doing their job in Virginia, whatever. The bottom line is the people are not getting out to vote.
That's right, Bruce. Well, the voters need to show up, but they also need somebody to inspire them to do it. 751 here on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. 9777 online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
TheWindowMan.com thanks the brave veterans who have fought to protect our freedoms and this great nation. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. In honor of our veterans, for every estimate scheduled between now and Veterans Day, TheWindowMan.com will donate $50 to a local veterans charity. TheWindowMan.com features Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And through Veterans Day, lock in savings up to $600 on Marvin's Infinity replacement window just by scheduling your free consultation. Or choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until May 2018. Save huge on energy now and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate and save up to $600 on windows by calling 703-978-9888, visiting our hands-on showroom in Fairfax, or online at thewindowman.com. See us for financing and saving details.
It is 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hey there, Mary. Good morning. Well, futures are lower, pointing to a lower open this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is coming off a record high. Some mixed corporate earnings reports this morning. Drug maker Regeneron and battery maker Energizer reported results that beat Wall Street's estimates. Mixed results, though, from health insurance company Humana, which is cutting more than 1,000 jobs. Weaker reports are out from Rockwell Automation and Mall Store, the vitamin. vitamin shop. Borrowing jumped the most in 10 months in September, with people taking out more car loans and student loans. The government says consumers are also putting more on their credit cards. Google says it will soon roll out estimated wait times when you search for local restaurants. And Netflix has put House of Cards on hold, and it's cut ties with its star, Kevin Spacey, after sexual assault allegations. It's feared the shutdown will wipe out nearly 3,000 jobs in the Baltimore area where it's filmed. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you or a loved one suffering from the high cost of nursing home care? Is Medicare not covering enough of the medical bills? Some families are becoming financially devastated because of the high costs involved with caring for an aging adult. Don't let this happen to you. Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellington, founder of Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. We have the expertise and knowledge to help you avoid the financial ruin associated with the high costs of nursing home care. We're offering a free workshop to help you learn the facts regarding Medicaid eligibility. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. Call Fellington Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers at 301-610-0055. 301-610-0055. Space is limited, so call now. 301-610-0055 or email us at info@fellintonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, 29 in Maryland. Commuters, you still need to know if you're coming south out of Fairland, you'll have a little extra volume than you're used to trying to get toward New Hampshire Avenue. That's due to the crash. 29 Columbia Pike right near Stewart Lane. Cleanup continues on the Beltway. 95 and around to George Avenue. Slow. The stalled safely out of the travel lanes, thank goodness, and over to the shoulder. Baltimore, Washington. Washington Parkway, northbound in Laurel near 197 for the crash reported. George Washington Parkway has been uneventful this morning. Oh boy, I'm going to eat my words here, because I'm looking at delays as you head past the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge and the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, but now I'm getting reports of a crash in the backups between the overlooks, so be very careful. GW Parkway. Outer loop of the Virginia Beltway toll road crash is gone. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in on this Wednesday morning and more gray sky throughout the day, but no precipitation. Mostly cloudy, a north breeze, and a chilly 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 43. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too.
There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Chris is coming up on WMAL.
Oh, Annapolis, you may be getting that Ferris wheel.
Yay!
We'll have an update for you on the Maryland Democrats who were elected yesterday.
And Jim Garrity from the National Review will be with us to tell us. He's going to explain what exactly happened in Virginia.
I want to ride that Ferris wheel.
I know you do. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.